This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
I bet the Democrat Party elite probably thought to themselves, why didn't we do this sooner? Why didn't we just accuse people of stuff and then toss them right off the ballot? Just they haven't thought of that yet, I guess. But, folks, in all seriousness, this is exactly what's happening in Maine right now. We're going to see how this works out, but the Supreme Court, of course, will be the ultimate arbiter of this. But, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Friday/weekend edition, and we have been going strong this morning, and we have so much more to tell you about, so much more to talk about. In a few moments, we'll be talking with our good friend Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com and also author of the book Nullification, and we have a lot to go over this morning. Welcome to everybody listening on our home station of AM 860 The Answer. Welcome to everybody on 930, by the way, as well, and welcome to everyone along the GCN network. GCN, of course, distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates, and we want to say good morning to everybody at GCN working very hard for us. Happy New Year, everybody up there at GCN this morning, and Happy New Year to you. A quick program note, we're going to be returning live on Wednesday morning next week. So that's going to be Wednesday, January the 3rd. We're going to be back. We're going to have a little time off here for the New Year's holiday. And we hope that you have some great plans and safe plans as well. And if you're like me, I've heard a lot of people saying that they're going to have kind of a quiet New Year's Eve celebration. And let's go ahead and bring in Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Good morning. Well, are you also going to be having a quiet kind of celebration or what's your typical New Year's Eve sort of festivity?
My typical New Year's Eve festivity. In the old days, I probably would have gotten home about January 3rd. These days, I'm lucky to see midnight. If I'm not popping the cork at 9 o'clock.
There you go. Well, I hear you. I really hear you. And, we've been talking this morning, too, about, the potentiality of these protests turning very, very bad. It's almost expected in New York City. We don't want anything to go wrong there at all in Times Square, where they drop the ball and so many people come out to revel and have a great time and have that experience, to be there. But what's your take on this? What do you think is might happen?
Well, I think we're feeding off the fruits of a poison tree here that we ourselves created. If law enforcement would have moved in 2 years ago when we had the BLM riots, when we had Antifa in the streets, and there would have been consequences for bad actions, people wouldn't be biting their nails about Times Square and the other major urban areas where they celebrate New Year's Eve en masse and in the town centers. But now, we've got protesters who protest pro-Hamas things. We've got people who are still trying to protest BLM. We've got people protesting anything they're disgruntled with. And we don't know how far they're going to go because inadvertent violence seems to have been accepted as an expression of emotion these days instead of criminal acts. So we have to put up with what's coming. Now, would I be down in Times Square in New York? No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. If the threats weren't there, I don't do that anymore at my age. But right now, if you're just a reveler and you want to go down to Times Square to see the ball drop, you better be looking over your shoulder because the police response is handcuffed.
Right.
People are empowered to use violence as an expression, as I said, as an emotional expression. And you know, what's going to happen? They get slapped on the wrist. New York doesn't even arrest anybody. They don't prosecute anybody anymore.
Right.
So what's going to happen?
Right, exactly. Well, it's definitely, you know, we got our fingers crossed, of course. But what, because you know, what you just mentioned too about the other riots that had happened, the BLM riots and so forth, that did set a precedent, right, in terms of reaction, in terms of attitude, of how these things get dealt with, and cities were burning, and it's went on and on.
Well. Not only that, these people, you know, let's hearken back to the BLM riots where Antifa joined in just because they could. You know, you had the city blocks on fire, and the next day there weren't calls for, we have to find the people who did this and punish them. The next day you had elected officials coming out saying we have to defund the people who should have arrested the people who set the buildings on fire.
Right. I know.
You know,
very
so we've been conditioned, our society has been conditioned to say, well, you know, it's New Year's Eve, we better expect something to burn. It's the 4th of July, you know, people are going to be protesting those evil white men who had slaves, something's going to be destroyed, they'll be pulling down statues, you know. These events that are supposed to be celebrations have turned into the celebrations have turned into violent protest.
It
really is ridiculous that it's come to this, and I have to lay that at the feet of not only the people who've tolerated who go to the ballot box to vote for people who tolerate this stuff, but you have to lay it at the feet of the elected officials who are so panty-waist to enforce the laws that they just routinely roll over and say, well, you know, I guess it burned. We're going to have to see what their grievance was and enable them to whine about it a little bit more.
No kidding. Well, Frank Salvato, stay right there because we're going to start hitting the break here. When we come back, everybody, we've got more to talk about with Frank. UndergroundUSA.com, that's the website. He's also the author of the book Nullification. And if you have a question or comment for Frank, call us up, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. We are racing through the Friday Slash Weekend edition.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Friday/Weekend Edition continues on. 949-822-7959. That's the number. If you'd like to call up and be part of the program this morning with our guest Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com and, of course, also the author of the book Nullification, Kyle Warren with you, of course, this morning. And we hope that you have some great New Year's plans, whatever they might be. We hope, of course, for a very safe and happy and, of course, a prosperous New Year, although with Bidenomics in force, Frank, I'm not sure if that's going to be possible. What do you think?
Well, if we're talking about the fact that your 401k is not what it was 2 years ago, then we can discuss a little bit. But your dollar's not going as far as it used to. So, and you'll notice that the Biden team has started backing away from that a little bit. The Bidenomics bumper sticker, the saying, isn't front and center in their propaganda at the moment. I think they understood it was not going to be a useful tool for them.
Well, indeed. Well, even Biden, before he went off to St. Croix, right? It was a couple of days ago, right? He says, you know, you're not reporting the economy right. He says to the reporters gathered outside the White House. And I was thinking, this is old Uncle Joe type stuff. Like, you know, you're not doing it right. Now get out there and do your job kind of a thing.
Yeah, that's it's kind of like when Mao went through the Red Revolution over there, what he said to the people who ran the papers and in the then new communist China, saying you didn't report the news correctly, so you're going to disappear.
Yeah.
You know, and I do, and as an aside, I got to ask this. If you get elected president of the United States and you have the privilege of living in the White House, why would you vacation? You've got 4 years to live in a piece of history.
Yeah.
This guy's taken more time away from the White House than he's spending in it.
Well,
I don't understand that. If I were elected president, I'd want to know everything about it, spend every minute that I could in there. They'd have to drag me away for official things because you have such a limited time in that building as the resident.
No kidding. Well, taking the tour is one thing, but being able to live there, you know, it reminds me, Dana Carvey, who used to do, of course, on Saturday Night Live, he did George H.W. Bush, you know, his impression. He actually got to visit the White House and George H.W. Bush. And I remember him, just in a nutshell, he says he was showing them around a little bit, and there happened to be on the wall an actual copy of the Gettysburg Address. And Carvey points it out, and he says, the president says, yeah, there's stuff like that all over the place here.
Yeah. I was very lucky back in the 70s when my class, my junior high school class, went to Washington. It was still open for tours. So we got to go through the White House. Not everywhere, of course, but you got to go through the White House. Even then, it struck me as an incredibly impressive building. So why, you know, this guy is either in Delaware or he's in the Caribbean or he's on Martha's Vineyard. You know, why would you want to spend that much time away from being the chief resident of that building? I just don't get it.
I think you're right. Well, you know, talk about trying to get to that building and live there. If Maine's Secretary of State has anything to say about it, Donald Trump would not be able to. But here we go. I mean, you know, now you got one person who's a political actor, by the way, who can simply say, nope, I think you're an insurrectionist, and so you can't be on the ballot.
Yeah, there's two questions. There are two statements, questions that come to mind, and this has to be asked in every venue where some moron like the Secretary of State of Maine is thinking about flexing his political muscle. Where was the adjudication that insurrection occurred?
That is a good question, and there is none.
What court in the United States said there was an insurrection and Donald Trump led it? Is there a local court? Is there a state court? Is there – where is it? The only adjudication that's come on this subject is, well, from the Colorado Supreme Court saying, well, we – because he was an insurrectionist, where was that adjudication? There was no adjudication. And the Secretary of State in Maine has absolutely no authority to just bestow that label onto what happened on January 6th. An insurrection usually – when you see a political insurrection in a country, it ends with the change of power or a violent slapdown of that attempt. There was no attempt to take over the government on January 6th. People were protesting electors being sent that were in question. That's our right to do that. Now, the people who smashed in doors, yeah, they got to pay a price.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way that is. That was a crime. But the crime of insurrection? No. It never took place. And there's not a court in our country that has even attempted to try that as something that happened. So without that adjudication, the Colorado Supreme Court is well beyond it. It's way over its skis. Way over its skis. And the Secretary of State in Maine? Is marijuana legal up there for recreational use?
Good question. Well, of course, you know, having the idea of insurrection, Dershowitz was talking about this, and he was saying, you know, you can look at this or that and say, oh, well, that protest, well, that's an insurrection. And he says he kind of knows when he sees it, and usually it's an armed, organized kind of thing. He said the Civil War fits that bill. It was an armed insurrection against the United States government. But this is not what we're seeing. He calls them protests that go bad, but they're not necessarily, quote, insurrections. So it actually kind of weakens the word.
Absolutely. If we want to go by the letter of the law where the definition of insurrection is concerned, it happened when the Antifa protesters, and I believe it was Portland, Portland or Seattle, at this point it's all starting to blend together, mm-hmm. when they said, okay, this is no longer in control of the government, this is our own government, it's the CHOP zone, there's no authority here for the state, the city, the police have no power here, this is a government-free zone right here. That was insurrection. No one got arrested.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. But
so
of course,
you're going to let that just go, and hey, let's defund the police on top of it. But you're going to say that people who were told, and if you watch the video of what Trump said in his speech, peacefully march down the street and let our voices be heard. That's not a call to insurrection.
No, it's not. But yet it's narrated that way. And it's very deftly done by those who you know, created this whole notion, because that way you have people out there who say, oh, well, he's an insurrectionist. Yeah, he can't be on the ballot. You know, I'm so glad that these people are taking care of that for us to make sure that an insurrectionist doesn't get on, you know, that kind of thing.
A question that I have, and I had this back when they were talking about Obama's birth certificate, too. I did a lot of digging around on that subject to try to figure out, who do you present these credentials to for validation? And in all of that, it came down to the parties that are nominating them. And they don't have any mandate to be transparent with you. So there's absolutely no validation process for credentials for people running for president. Now, with regard to the insurrection, who do you take that adjudication to register it? Library of Congress? Supreme Court? Congress? Who? The Constitution doesn't say who you have to present these adjudications to and who gets to enforce them.
Right.
And states, this is a federal election. Federal election law have to supersede anything that a state does. They certify the election and send their electors, but a federal election has to take place on a federal playing field, not a state playing field. So who is Colorado to say that in this federal election, we're just going to say you can't vote for this guy?
Right.
That's disenfranchising their citizens from freedom of choice for their own leadership and government.
Yeah, but it's just because it's Trump. If it's Trump, then all the rules are just thrown out the window, and we don't have to worry about these things like due process or going through these steps and machinations that you're describing, because, you know, hey, this is all about Trump. It's not like it's about, you know, a Democrat or somebody like that. But, Frank, stay right there. Can you stick around for an extra segment?
You bet.
Absolutely. Okay, folks, stay right there. We've got a lot more to talk about. Bottom of the hour break coming up here. Caller, if you'd like to hold on, we'll bring you on with Frank Silvato when we come back from this brief interlude. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 on this Friday/weekend edition. Stay right here.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News Update. At least 20 people in a Russian border town are dead in the wake of a reported Ukrainian bombing attack.
It marked the heaviest blow struck by Ukraine inside Russian territory since war began between the two countries Two missiles and several rockets fell on the city, and that the targets were indiscriminate. The strike appeared to be in retaliation for a Russian bombing attack a day earlier.
Don't expect any packages or mail to arrive on New Year's Day. That's because most major U.S. Postal Service offices will be closed. This also applies to banks like Wells Fargo and Truist, and shipping services such as UPS and FedEx. American Idol executive producer Nigel Lithgow is denying that he sexually assaulted Paula Abdul. Abdul filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles alleging Lithgow sexually assaulted her multiple times when she was a judge on both American Idol and So You Think You Can Dance. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You got my shirt still flying all over the place and the sweat popping out of my head. She said, I hate it, boss, and uncle, baby, keep on working for the same old time you quit. She said, oh, boss, and uncle, baby, keep on dancing. I'm a
all right. Kyle Warren with you, everybody. Welcome back. Friday/weekend edition continues. Little Bossa Nova Baby going on right there, and I like that one. I really do. All right, so once again, folks, it is the Friday/weekend edition, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you have a question or comment for us here on the program this morning, or if you have a question or comment for our guest, Frank Salvato. UndergroundUSA.com is the website. And then also, of course, he's also the author of the book, Nullification. So once again, welcome back, Frank Salvato.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, you know, I tell you what, we've had a caller that's been waiting there patiently, so I think they have a question for you. And we've got Rick in Tampa. And, Rick, good morning. You're on with Frank Salvato. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you and everyone else. I have a few things I need to point out. The ignorance and apathy and the veneer of knowledge that hides the ignorance and the apathy is what's going to kill us as a country if it's going to happen. I can't believe that people are so concerned with the manners of the ex-president and hopefully the next president. But all that's nonsense. The thing people need to understand is if the Democrats get control of the administration and the way we're going forward, we won't survive. So regardless of, I don't know, I'm almost at a point where I think that if the president, if Mr. Trump were to bow out and say, look, I want America great again, but I don't think they'll let me do it, so I'm going to bow out. That might be a good thing, but I don't know, man. I'd like to be able to die and be sure that y'all are going to be all right, and I'm not sure.
Well, hopefully that's not for a long time here, but yeah,
I don't know. You know, I mean, we need to do something. It's our fault, our ignorance. I wish it was just a few people, but I can't help thinking it's damn near half of the voting public has absolutely little idea of why they vote and what the consequences of this election is. It's not just this election. It's been the last five or six, at least, and going back before that. But it's ignorance and apathy, and it's going to kill us. And it's our own fault, because it can be cured. Ignorance can be cured.
Well, sure.
Stupidity cannot be.
Well, that's one of the reasons why we're here, you know, because we're trying to set the record straight on things. We're trying to make sure that, you know, people have questions and they get explanations. And we're trying to bring people over in the marketplace of ideas to our side. Wouldn't you say, Frank?
Well, yeah. I tend to agree more with Rick. I think that we've reached a level of ignorance and apathy, especially generationally. I think starting with the tail end of the millennials going through Gen Z and the Gen Alpha, that we've literally lost generations. But this is one of the reasons that I wrote the book, Nullification, is because we can't keep allowing the people who are using useful idiots to allow them to centralize power in the federal government. The government that affects you most is the closest government to you, period, dot. So if Florida gets its act, Texas gets its act together, and all of the remaining states that lean towards the Constitution get their acts together, then you take that authority away from the federal government and make it moot in your state. And when all of a sudden the majority of states are seeing that they're keeping the majority of the tax dollars back in their states, and we get to actually affect change at a state level, which is much easier to do than at the federal level, we start starving the federal government. And when you get these elitist globalists want to surrender sovereignty, World Economic Forum idiots elected to office, even on the right side of the aisle, they don't have the power to do what they want to do because the states have reserved it under the 10th and 9th Amendments of the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm. Can I add something else?
Sure, real quick.
The war against bigotry, it has to be fought, but it will never be won. There will always be an us and them, and people, especially the weaker-minded people, need them to feel better than. And that's a difficult thing to cure, but it starts with education. And I think maybe we need to start putting two teachers in every classroom, one with the left ideology and one with a right ideology to balance out the curriculum. And we could also put a video camera in every classroom so parents could monitor in real, looking with their own eyes and ears about what's being taught.
I don't think the teachers would ever. Teacher unions would never allow that. Yeah. But I know what you're talking about, though, Rick. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But you know what? To do that, you have to take charge. And when you take charge, then you're called an authoritarian.
That's right.
And,
let's let Frank quickly respond to that as we're starting to dwindle on time here a little bit.
Teeth.
All right.
You guys, Kyle, you had a great year, and we're looking forward to a better one. And Frank, you and I wish we could sit down and have a beer because I think we could tear up a conversation.
maybe one day, man. Maybe one day.
Very cool. Thank you, Rick. Take care. Have a happy new year.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. All right. That's Rick in Tampa. And we appreciate him very much, Frank. And he had some pretty interesting things to say. We definitely had a lot to talk about there.
I absolutely agree with him when it comes to having both sides taught in the classroom, but I think that needs to be reserved for college. I think if you're going to take a federal dollar, if you're going to take a tax dollar from a state, you should have to have an equal number of professors on both sides of the ideology so that you're offering a fully rounded education. Right now, with the far left owning all the universities, there is no juxtaposition or a debate on the points because the other side isn't being presented. So if you take federal dollar or state dollar or county dollar one, you should have to have an equal balance of what you're teaching, both sides of every subject, period, dot.
Well, sure. Well, right now, you know, to some degree there is, quote, the other side, but it's just used as a straw man. It's like, these conservatives, blah, 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 and then they just knock it down.
And that's part of my point. But the straw men, it's a wink and a nod. When you have Victor Davis Hanson, who teaches at, I believe it's Stanford, I mean, he can't even speak on the campus outside of his classrooms because he gets shouted down. That's not an equal balance.
Right.
That's not an equal balance. Give people a choice to hear both sides. Okay, one semester you get the left, the next semester you get the right. Or 1 year, you have to have 101 and 102. 101 is the left, 102 is the right. You know, you have to take the balance. Otherwise, you're not teaching critical thinking skills. And as far as grade school, junior high school, high school's concerned, they shouldn't be teaching ideology, period. They've got too much work to do teaching the basics and critical thinking skills. There should be no politics in any of those grades except for U.S. and world history, and again, that should be taught in a balanced manner.
Yeah, but to the left, everything is politics. You know, they'd rather have you, you know, be indoctrinated into an ideology, a way of thinking, rather than have those skills that where you can actually make progress in the world once you come out of school.
And this is where we should be using the Lemon Law a little bit outside of the box. If that's all we're getting a defective product in our graduates.
No kidding.
Let's start suing them into submission. Mm-hmm. There's no reason. If a product is defective and the product happens to be the education of a child, and that child comes out indoctrinated and jaded to one ideology only, it's a defective product. It has not received the ability to think critically. So if that's the case, look, people on the right have to start thinking outside the box here about how do you expect pain from people who are doing bad.
You got that right. Well, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification. Hope that you have a very happy and safe new year, my friend. And we will talk with you next week, so we'll talk again soon.
Happy New Year, everybody, and Kyle will talk to you next year.
Sounds good. Next year it is. Frank Silvato, everybody. We're coming right back. Stay right there.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are racing through this Friday / weekend edition, everybody, at a breakneck pace. And we've covered a lot of territory this morning, that is for sure. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here on this final segment for the Friday / weekend edition this morning. And again, quick program note, we're going to be out of the studio until Wednesday morning live. We're going to have some encore performances between now and then. But we're going to be talking here in just a moment with Patrick Hyland. He is, of course, the insurance quarterback. He's also the host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860, The Answer, and that's from 11 to 12 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays. We're going to be talking with Patrick here in just a moment. I just wanted to take a quick moment to say thank you to everybody for a great year, and I appreciate what Rick Cullen from Tampa said in the last segment. It's been a great year for us, and I really do appreciate everybody's well wishes. I appreciate everybody's support, and I appreciate everybody's participation, and it just means absolutely the world to me, and I am excited beyond all measure to get into this new year, and I think we're going to have some exciting things happening for the program, and I hope that you have a very safe and happy new year indeed. So once again, thank you from the bottom of my heart. It means the world to me, and let's go on over to the telephone line here. We've got Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback and host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Cal. Good morning to everybody. Let's have a safe and happy new year. Everybody out there, enjoy yourselves this weekend, but be safe and sound, and that's the main thing. And, appreciate the year also, Kyle. You know, you got to be thankful for your blessings. Everybody, always compares to other people, and that's how you can take some joy away from yourself. Be thankful and blessed for what you have, because chances are you got a lot more than you think, and you're a lot more blessed.
I think you're right. Yes, you're right.
And that's so important. I tell you, the Browns are blessed this year. They're going to the playoffs. They clinched a playoff berth last night with their 37-20 victory over the New York Jets. So they're looking good, and they've done it with four different starting quarterbacks, Kyle. And Joe Flacco is looking fantastic. He's looking like the Joe Flacco from the Baltimore Raven days when they went and won the Super Bowl. So it's going to be interesting. In the AFC, you have several teams that really could make the Super Bowl. You have the Dolphins, Kansas City. They played to their capabilities. Buffalo, when they played to their capabilities. Cleveland's looking great. It's going to be those four teams are really going to, you know, do something, I think, this year to really surprise some people. And then in the NFC, you know, you have San Fran, Philly. Tampa Bay's coming on strong. Got to give them Bucks credit. If they win this Sunday, they clinch against New Orleans. So it's going to be a big, big New Year's Eve game here in Tampa Bay to see what happens with the Bucks and the Saints. So I'm looking forward to that, and so are a lot of other people. And then we have the college bowl games going on, Kyle, so that's pretty cool. And New Year's Day, I have the Michigan Wolverines going up against the Alabama Crimson Tide, and the Washington Huskies going against Texas Longhorns. So we'll have some great college football. You'll have on Saturday, we're going to see what Florida State and Georgia brings to the table down in Miami in the Orange Bowl. So a lot of fun games coming up and exciting for the football fans, to say the least. I'm looking forward to it. You know, Cal, some things out in your neck of the woods out west there, the Broncos are going to sit Russell Wilson during these last couple games. And I get why, because if he gets hurt, then you're liable for the contract. I don't know why he'd be upset with that. I mean, it's a business decision, and it's for his protection, too. So, anyway, I mean, if there's nothing to play for, I don't know why you want to go out there and get hurt at this stage of the season in your career. Doesn't make sense to me, Cal. What do you think?
No, you're exactly right about that. I mean, you have to utilize some practical, you know, common sense, essentially. You're right. Why risk it, you know, because you're so close to the end of the season anyway. There, I think we... I don't know if we're losing Patrick.
I got you, Cal.
There you are. Okay, there you are. Yeah. I agree. I think that you don't want to take an unwarranted risk on something like that.
No, it just doesn't make sense to me. I mean, it just Coach Bruce Arians of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, when they won the Super Bowl, you know, he said it perfect. If you're going to risk it, you better have a shot to get a biscuit. So, kind of funny little saying, but it's true. You know, just like in golf, you know, if you're going to take a chance, you better be careful, because you better have a good shot of making birdie or eagle if you're going to take a risk of getting a bogey or a double bogey. And it's just like anything in life. You got to be smart, concise on what you do and why you do it. Everybody's tolerance is different. Everything in life. It's very important that we look at that. But I think a lot of people do the right things for the right reasons, and that's what life's all about. So anyway, there's some talk now after the Michigan game against
Alabama, they win that one, and then whoever they play between Washington and Texas, if they win that one. It looks like Mr. Hallbar might be going to the Chicago Bears, and his quarterback with the Wolverines, J.J. McCarthy. He'll try to pair him up and take him with him. Sometimes that works out, sometimes it doesn't. So, you know, so I'm curious if Harbaugh will go to Michigan or not. But, I mean, pardon me, from Michigan to Chicago with Harbaugh. So, you know, they're talking about that occurring, to say the least. So, you have any plans for the new year, Mr. Warren?
Well, we're going to, I think it's going to be kind of a quiet evening, I think. You know, who knows? But, yeah, and I think, you know, a lot of people that I've talked to, you know, throughout the day and the last couple of days, yeah, everybody's just kind of, they're kind of looking forward to 2023 being over. That's the universal thing that I'm hearing. And it's like they want it to be over and they want to just sort of get into the new year, you know, because of, there's just been ups and downs like you wouldn't believe all over the place this year.
Well, that's very true, Kyle. You know, and it's funny, and I've seen that in my line of work, helping people out, a lot of ups and downs. And that's why I try to just make it more of a steady stream for people. If people want to do the roller coaster, right, that's fine. I just, there's other alternatives. It's just like speeding on the highway, Cal. You know, you can speed all you want, but, you know, why not take the slow and steady pace? And I bet you I only, you know, by my speeding going crazy, I might beat you by a couple minutes. Was it worth all that? I don't think so. You just want to get to the finish line, you know, in a safe and sound way without a lot of stress and aggravation. And that's what I do for my clients all the time. And I'd love to be able to help anybody out there listening. We'll start off the new year right, get together, have a cup of coffee, talk sports. And I agree with you. Let's put 2023 in the rearview window, and let's get 2024 up and running strong. So if I can be of assistance to anybody, I'd love to hear from you. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Patrick Highland, you know, to help you out with all your insurance and financial needs. Make sure that you're on the right track for yourself, and make sure you do the right things for you. And that's what I pride myself in. I'll advise you, I'll help you, I'll show you your options. You make the final choice. I'm here to consult, not to sell. So, again, give me a call, Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052, or go to GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. If you go there, you can schedule an appointment with me. We can do it via the phone, meet at the office, or I'll meet you somewhere. So, Cal, thank you. Happy New Year, sir. I look forward to talking to you next week. And, you know, be safe. Take care. And everybody out there, God bless. Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you, Patrick. You have a happy new year yourself. Take care. And we're going to talk to you again real soon. All right. Patrick Highland, everybody. And, folks, we're at the end of the program this morning. I can't believe it. It's absolutely just flown by. It's absolutely just, you know, just 4 hours ago we were starting this thing, and here we are. So, yes, have a very safe and happy new year. We're going to see you next week. And so whatever it is that you're going after this year, this new year, I wish you every success and every happiness. Kyle Warren with you. Take care out there. Now go make it a great day.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line.
They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.